He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Hawke's Bay, this time of year, is when things begin to get really busy. At this orchard near Havelock North, the apple trees are being thinned, the fruit are already beginning to appear. It's mid-morning, and that's the chorus of about six workers singing songs from their home country, Samoa. Thinning is one of the most important things that happens on an orchard. It's not as idyllic to watch, say like picking ripe and red fruit, but it's an essential task to make sure the fruit are large and plentiful. I'm Kadambri Raghukumar, and this is Voices. Today I'm visiting orchards, labour contractors and growers in the Hawke's Bay. I want to see how they're managing the labour crunch that the COVID-19 border restrictions have caused. About 14,400 RSE workers come into New Zealand every year. But with the pandemic, the fruit industry has been managing with the 6,000 odd workers who've stayed back since the last picking season ended.
Beautiful, isn't it?
It's gorgeous, yeah. Not a bad place to call your office.
Just going to see the island boys. They're from Samoa. They're coming from Samoa under RSE scheme.
And how long have they been here for?
They're almost here 8 months. And they got stuck here due to COVID-19. And now they still carry on working with us continuously other season. And they decide to stay.
Watch out for my head, don't chuck the apples on me.
Jaswinder Singh, Jas for short, is popular with his staff. He arrived in New Zealand 20 years ago from Punjab in India and comes from a farming family. Back in Punjab, it was maize, wheat and sugarcane mostly. He's been growing fruit and also contracting labour all across the Hawke's Bay region. Despite last week's announcement by the government that 2,000 new RSE workers will be allowed into New Zealand from Pacific nations in January next year, growers like Jas are still worried that it simply won't be enough.
We're standing in the middle of a pear orchard, right?
Yeah,
these are all
right.
Pears, and yeah. They look like they need thinning.
Yeah, that tree need thinning, and they're supposed to be done thinning 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
But we just started, and then the next crop is apples and stone fruit. All the other crop will be same time ready to harvesting.
So this is when it all begins?
Yeah. And that's why from now onward until end to April, beginning May, we are extremely struggle for the labor. Because the one crop to other crop, and same time in the vegetable, because our company is part of big, like more than 50% we do vegetable. And the vegetable is the hardest job in the dust industry. And the
why is it harder?
You know, because you're dealing with the dust and mud and, you know, and the heart. And that's the hardest job in the vegetable too, you know, picking squash, corn.
We're now driving to a nearby vegetable block.
We are on an asparagus block and we're picking asparagus. Mostly this job be done around before lunch because getting quite hot and that's the hardest job. We will start early like 6 o'clock. But due to the labor shortage and these boys working here, they have to continuously and like maybe 9 to 10 hours.
Gosh.
And mostly our target to finish 10, 11 o'clock. And that's every job we're going, or every block we're going really quite behind going. Asparagus has to pick every day.
Yeah.
If you leave it one day, the next day that crop will be gone. And for this crop, we need to pick a minimum to 20 people. But we got only 7 people, you can see.
Normally it's a combination of hand-picking and then some on the machine as well.
And some in the machine to get it done by 10, 11 o'clock. Yeah.
Gosh, it's really hot to be outside right now.
And that's, you can see.
Open field and overhead sun.
Yeah. And we really appreciate the boys and our local community who's helping the grower.
Gosh, pretty tough conditions to work in. I can barely open my eyes, actually.
Yeah. Like you can see that sort of condition. We work every single day. East Coast is the hottest place in New Zealand, North Island.
Hot and understaffed. The pressure is on, especially for Jas, who's also hunting down workers for other growers. Now, being born in India, I know I'm made in and for hot weather. But a hot day in Hawke's Bay gets hot, and it's not even peak summer yet.
To get it done this block today, and we need 25 people, but we can't find 25. And then we only bring it 5 or 4. And, you know, the 25 people take a day to get it done, but 4 or 5 people take a 3 to 4 days to get it done. And with the weather, we have a rain last week, and now it's very warm, and everything is growing fast, and the work have to be done like quick. You know, that's why every job, every crop getting behind.
And there's really no time to waste, is there?
We work 7 days.
Yeah, we work 7 days. Yeah. And a lot of, from now onward, we have a lot of harvesting, like cherries ready, blueberries ready, stone fruit is ready. And first priority go to the picking wise. And that's why, you know, the all other work be getting behind.
But this is also equally labor intensive, yeah,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. When the fruit ready and the fruit have to come off, you know, that doesn't matter today, raining or no hot day. If that's ready, we have to pick.
Yeah.
And so if we don't have a staff and we can't pick, and next day that fruit will be gone too soft, and that's be on the ground and the wasters. And the grower, say farm grower and contractor, we can't afford that to our crop going to the waste.
Hawke's Bay, Napier te Hastings area de vich...
Desperate for more New Zealand residents to take up jobs, Jas has taken to advertising his orchard jobs in Punjabi and other regional media in New Zealand. Allowing new RSC workers into the country in January will help, but it also comes at a hefty price. Paying for isolation, 2 weeks of living wages, plus the usual airfares, it roughly works out to about $6,000 per worker that contractors like Jas have to fork out. And there simply isn't enough uptake of the jobs by Kiwis as yet.
Our company needs minimum 150 staff more to get it just in upper top. But we struggle, you know. We're going January be bust.
So you're worried?
Oh, big worried and stress. Mm-hmm. And like myself, you know, I work in almost 14, 15 hours, 16 hours a day.
You know. Your phone's been ringing since I met you this morning and non-stop.
Yeah, just organizing, you know, and my team to, okay, which grower need more help or which crop be getting ready, and just make sure, look after that grower to pick fruit there timely, you know. And that's why our teams go one orchard to other, yeah, just try to much we can.
So normally they would stay on one orchard?
Yeah, mostly,
for one,
you know,
day.
We can, like, the team, you know, like one team go on one orchard, they just go like 7 to 4 or 5, you know, on one orchard. But now they're helping, you know, like 3-4 hours in this crop and 3-4 hours in other crop. Just get it, everyone give a hand to get it a little bit done, you know.
What kind of jobs are you looking to fill as someone that supplies labor? What do you most often get asked for?
Any type of worker, you know, who's physically fit and work at least 9 to 10 hours a day, and that's, you know, out of outside work. And then in January, mostly we start packing as well. And that's if we can get a fruit pick, and but how we can pack the fruit. And that's not only the one way, you know, the both way, you know, then we struggle for the packing capacity.
So you're looking for pickers.
And packers. Yeah, from January onward after New Year, we're looking a lot of packer as well. That's going to squash packing, apples, stone fruit, you know, that sort of. We have a few students, you know, used to work with us, and now as they, some in, with the different companies, they're managing OCHA, you know, the OCHA manager, the team leader, like that sort of, you know, that's all taking experience, they carry experience with them, you know, and getting more opportunity.
But you got to start somewhere, I guess.
Of course.
Sometimes,
you know,
it could be pruning or thinning.
Oh, exactly. You know, if you want to become a manager or grower, you have to start from the bottom. You know, you want to know yourself what's behind to grow this product, you know. And so if you think, stay away in a manager, you don't know what's in underneath, you know. That's why the better people success on who's start from the bottom.
Mm.
Yeah. And in the Hawke's Bay, not only for... other nationality, huge opportunity and a huge full-time job here for Hawke's Bay. And people, you know, all year around, plenty work in Hawke's Bay. And good environment, you know, good place to live in too. Yeah.
Jess is keen to take me to another family-run orchard somewhere near Flaxmere. And it turns out of sheer coincidence, I happen to have visited this family more than 10 years ago.
My name is Gulwant Singh. I own this place. I'm in this sort of business in the last 21 years.
I remember when I visited you in 2007, your family was very involved in helping, you know, harvesting.
Is it still the same? Is family involved? Yes. In the orchard, we, at the moment, we're picking strawberry. We just finished oranges. And yesterday, we start raspberry. And now, we hopefully this week, end of the week, we're going to start cherry.
Is this the biggest shortage you as a farmer have ever faced?
Yeah, this year the biggest shortage. It's never been not in that position before. But this year, yes, it's the first time last. That's my experience last 21 years. It never happened like that before.
So while the singing helps keep spirits up, over summer there will be at least 1 billion worth of fruit ready to pick, and without enough pickers, there's a potential loss that looms for now. Thanks for listening to Voices. I'm Kadambri Raghukumar. Catch more of our stories on people from all across the world living in New Zealand on your favourite podcast platforms, Google, Apple, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcasts from. You can also find us on the RNZ website. That's www.rnz.co.nz. The audio engineer for this episode was Adrian Holley, and Tim Watkin is the executive producer for podcasts and series.